Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City. Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. Friday, October 11th. The brand new album. Loom is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. It is the most wonderful time of the year if you work in interior design. Heather Osmond is with me from Osmond Designs. Heather, it's like your Super Bowl. It's Parade of Home season.
It really is. Good morning, Lindsay. Good morning to all of our KSL friends. We love doing this show every Saturday morning. We seriously have too much fun. That's what's great.
Yep.
We are so lucky to live in Utah where it's always good news. On this show. I know some of the other KSL shows, it's not
always good news.
We got to inform the people of what's going on.
We just get to tell people their sofas are ugly. They need to buy new accessories. We get to talk about the Parade of Homes that's coming up, which I am so excited about this year. Every single year I say, it's the best show ever, but it really, really is. The show is just next month, and so we are in full store furniture mode. I think we have more furniture that is going in this year's Parade of Homes than ever before. We're talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Right after Utah Valley, we have the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, and then we also have Park City Showcase of Homes that's right behind that. But as part of that, we get to do, you know, all the furniture, which is so fun. We offer interior design services. So we did all the exterior, all the interior selections. It's like making a cake. And then once we have a great cake all baked and ready, we get to add all the accessories. So today I brought my friend, her name's Marga Draper. She is our resident mud pie rep. We buy a ton of accessories from you, Marga. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Do you like to be referred to as the accessories in the cake? Is that appropriate?
I love it.
She's the frosting on the cake.
She's the sparkles and the edible glitter.
I love the whole thing, but I love the frosting on the top with all the little fun things.
For sure. And if you know Marga, that's just her personality. She seriously is such a sweetheart. And when we get together and do the buying for my store, we have so much fun and we get giddy. And there's just such a great assortment that this brand carries that you offer. And it's always so much fun to see what the latest and greatest is. We recently just had so many accessories land. They are being unpackaged and brought out every single day. We're like little Santa's elves in our stores right now, just unpackaging, tagging everything and bringing it out on the floor. And it's going out the door as quickly as it's coming in because people are caring more about their home than ever before. Marga, tell us a little bit about accessories and mud pie and why you love them.
Okay. Well, I love mud pie. Of course, actually, I'm employed by One Coast, which is an awesome company. And then I rep for mud pie. And I know you carry lots of this in your store, and it's beautiful. Along with your store is beautiful. So
thank you so much. Tell us, what are some of your very favorite things that are new this year?
Well, so we have just beautiful products. They sell, as you know, Heather, we have frames, we have candles, we have baskets, we have lanterns, just an assortment of everything that you would love to have in your home.
Okay, so this is so crazy, and I know it's May right now, but you actually have Christmas.
Yeah, so you don't want, probably don't want me talking about Christmas.
Well, listen, I would like it to warm up a little bit. So,
I know. Who's ready for Christmas?
That's okay. We can talk about Christmas.
I know. So all of the orders are going in for the Christmas. It is not shipping quite yet, but Margaret and I are planning Christmas right now. I know that sounds so weird, but
well, it's
true.
Like when you make a Christmas album, you got to do it in like early so that it can be
in
produced
February.
And done,
yeah.
And then it's out by Christmas.
And I have some.
What else? Did you
so want just to? Say. And we also have some cute Christmas sayings that are coming up.
Oh yeah, and we have one of the collections that we sell. Great. Which you sell to is our Circa, which has so many cute sayings. And now that we're coming out with Christmas, actually, I know it's a little early for Christmas, but I'm already thinking about it. Some of our cute sayings for the Circa and our cookware is like cookies for a good cause,
nice.
Dashing through the dough.
Nice.
Quiche me, good morning. And cheese and thanks.
Who thinks of these things?
I love
so
it.
Cute. Okay, so what she's talking about is they have these great platters and these great dishes. There's bowls, there's plates, and all of the fun things. So when you cater a meal, you have friends and family come over. They have these really cute chip and dip and mac and cheese bowls and taco platters and just the cutest things. So when you eat all the food, they have a little saying at the bottom of the bowl.
That's so cute.
It's so cute.
Well, and Heather, I love that you two like, I always think about going to a store and buying what's in style, but you two are the ones who decide what's in style. Like, because you're already thinking about Christmas, so you're already telling me what's going to be in style come December.
I know. It's so much fun. I have to say, Mud Pie really does have something for every budget, every taste. They have the really cute, traditional, beautiful things. They have the more modern accessories as well, picture frames, like you're saying, the candles, baskets are all the rage right now. I love their clothing. We have an Osmond & Co. clothing boutique at our Orem store, so we love to buy some of the Mud Pie products and put in there. They have the cutest jackets and dresses and pants and, you know, just everything that's cute. I love them.
I love them too, actually.
And Mud Pie is a unique name. Like, I don't think I would have known the name, but if you see the label, are you confused by that?
So I know people laugh when I tell them I actually sell Mud Pie.
Right.
They just can't.
They're like, can I get a dessert?
But then they so many people are now knowing what Mud Pie is, and it's becoming just, you know, out there, and it's beautiful. You have to stop in Osmond Designs, and you have to see the Mud Pie that we have. And just, Heather, you have such a beautiful store. What I love about your store is just you have something for everyone. There's just something to love for everyone. And that's what I love about Mud Pie. Is there's several collections and there's something for everyone to love.
I love that so much. Oftentimes with the Mud Pie stuff, I love to take one home and then I love to buy one for one of my cute little neighbors or friends. Just really unique, fun gifting things. A lot of them are under $20. And so it's just so cute. We wrap them all up and make them all great. And it's just fun stuff. It just makes you happy.
It does make me happy too. In fact, you know, I love to design my house and I just love decorating with pillows and everything I possibly can. And really, I think that the home is just really a place, a reflection of all of us, but it's really a reflection of the people that live inside. And it should create, for me, I design it so it's happy. It should be about happiness. Our homes should make us happy. That's what I love about decorating.
I think so too. And I think so many people are struggling. The stresses of the world just sometimes can get you down. So if you can walk into a room and you see a cute pillow that has a funny saying that makes you laugh. Some of my very favorites are about animals that Mud Pie has. Favorite dog in the house or whatever it is, just such cute things that I think you will walk in and you'll immediately recognize the Mud Pie brand in our Osmond Design stores. We are sure grateful to partner with you for all accessories, and definitely come in to Osmond Designs. We have a location in Orem, also one in Lehi. Everything is in stock, which is the name of the game right now. Come and pick it up. You don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to wait a year for your sofa, for your accessories. You can pick them up today.
So, Heather, if our home is a reflection of us, hot mess, is that a style?
Lindsay.
Toys all over
toys
the floor.
Toys all over. You have young kids. There's a time and a season. You're doing great, Lindsay. I'm so proud of you. You just need some of these mud pie baskets.
I need them.
Put the toys in there.
Bring all the baskets over to my house.
You have 20 baskets everywhere.
I don't think
room.
Hot Mess is a style Osmond Design subscribes to, but it's the Lindsay brand for sure.
You're so cute.
We'll take a break. More on the home show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here, of course, with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, it is Parade of Home season, which I don't think a lot of people realize when they go to the Parade of Homes how much work goes into making every single room and every single house in tip-top shape. And you are a large part of that. So much so, I think of the home like a little black dress, but then the accessories are like all the jewelry, right?
Lindsay, you are right on. People have no idea how much time and effort goes into these homes, not only by the interior designer. We get to do all of the exterior selections, all of the interior selections as well, but also all the other subcontractors, the plumbers, the electricians, the flooring contractors, the countertops contractors. Everyone has to work together. And a lot of times we're all on top of each other when we're in these homes and we're like, you moved my sofa again to paint that wall and put it back. And there's just a lot of fun. But all of these suppliers are bringing their A game, which is so much fun. The best of the best, the newest products, because we all want to be featured in these homes. And as a parade home attendee, when I was a little girl, I used to go through with my mom and dad. It was something that it was just a tradition in our home. My parents loved it, and we didn't have tons of money growing up. My dad was a firefighter, but my home was always beautiful. My mom did a great, great job with that. And after I was married, my parents actually started the Heinz Mansion Bed and Breakfast, and my mom did all of the interior design on that, which tells you she has that gift. I didn't even know that my mom was so good.
Must run in the family.
I hope and pray that I am half as cool as my mom someday, but so proud of my mom. And I think it really goes down to she spent years and years going through these parade homes and she learned. And my mom obviously just has great taste anyway. I mean, for her to just pull off an entire bed and breakfast all by herself and have it look incredible. And it was so, so successful. And then years ago, my parents sold that and they went on LDS missions. And so that was just something that our family was so proud of. My mom and dad worked really, really hard. But as, you know, as a Parade of Home attendee, I used to dream as a little girl and as a teenager, what do I want my home to look like when I get older? And I loved dreaming and scheming and planning. And I think that's what the Parade of Homes is. That's why it's so popular in Utah, is because we all can do something in our homes, whether it be a brand new tile backsplash in our kitchen. Maybe it's just getting the inspiration to add a few new pillows to our bed, or buy a new sofa or a sectional, or see something that we're excited about that we can afford and bring home. Not every home can be a Parade of Homes, and that's okay. There are a lot of people that don't have the budget to buy a brand new home.
Yeah, I kind of walk through those homes and get depressed.
Because I feel like
I can't afford those
things. But you really don't have to be depressed, because I think you can find inspiration in those homes to even remodel the current home that you're in and make it somewhere that you love to be. If you are looking at buying or selling, or maybe it's even remodeling your home, I think there are some things that you can look for. So the housing market in most of the country has been highly competitive for quite some time. That does affect you buying a home. There are multiple offers. However, if you're a seller, that's great news, because you're going to get top dollar for your home, which is awesome if you have a lot of equity. But at some point, you do have to reinvest that. There are so many people looking to buy a home right now that there's actually a supply shortage. That supply and demand, of course, increases those prices. But I think a lot of people are also wanting to either upgrade or downgrade their home, upsize or downsize their home. And I call it right size, just depending on the time of life that you're in. Back in the day when I had small kids, we had a two-story and all of the bedrooms were upstairs, which was great because I had those newborns and those toddlers that I had to check on. But now that my kids are teenagers, I really love having the master on the main.
Put them in the basement.
Put them all in the basement or upstairs and, you know, get some private time, which is great. So it just depends on the time of life. I have a sister and her husband that are in a gorgeous home right now, and they want to downsize. All their kids are now raised and they're in this huge house, and they have been looking and haven't found something that they're super excited about. But when you are looking for a home, there are some things that you should be looking at. No one loves moving. I will say that. It's horrible.
You've done it so many times.
The worst things you can do. Yeah. My husband and I moved, I would have to count again, but the last time I counted, it was 16 times in 27 years.
Oh my gosh.
That was a lot. Yeah. And a lot of that moving was within the first probably 5 to 6 years that we were married before my oldest daughter went to kindergarten. So it was a lot, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
And anytime my clients move, I'm always like, I'm so sorry. Can I bring you dinner? What can I do for you? It's no fun. But look for somewhere that you want to be in for at least 5 years, because again, it's not fun. It's not only just the moving part, it's just the neighbors. We all want just stability. We get those connections with our friends and neighbors, and it's hard to break that and move and start all over. It's not that fun. Number two is, will my home cost 28% or less of my gross income? No one wants to be house poor. With interest rates the way that they are, we can all afford a little more than typically we had in the past. And so we just need to make sure that we are spending within our budget, that in buying a home, a lot of times there are things that need improvements, and that we have that money set aside so that we can do the improvements that we want to do. We can furnish our home. So many times people buy a home that they're overextended and then they don't have furniture, or they're bringing furniture from their other home that doesn't fit, either the style or the scale is wrong. So make sure that you have a little wiggle room. You can still go to restaurants. You can still go on vacations and do all the other fun things. Number three is, do you have a reasonable down payment? Not only does that make your monthly mortgage payment amount lower, but also gives you just a little wiggle room, like we're talking about, that you can do some repairs if needed, have enough money for your down payment, but also set aside some other money. And then the last tip is, do you need to buy your house now, or are you better buying it in 6 months or a year? And what are your goals? Is it the neighborhood? Oftentimes we find an area that we want to be in, but there's no homes for sale. Mm. And so people will just settle for another location, and then they regret that and they want to go back because something finally does pop up. So make sure that you are patient enough, that you're waiting for the right area, that you're happy. And buying a home is so fun. So whether it's a parade of homes, whether you're building a brand new home or you're remodeling, you're upsizing, you're downsizing, you're right sizing, make sure that your home is your number one priority. It is your largest investment you will ever make. and not only financially, but also emotionally and mentally and every other important way.
And I love that you give us these things to think through, because as the average home buyer over here, I may not ask myself all those questions. So such invaluable information. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Design. She can come design your home, too, for $89. She can come in and just give you a call. For $85, she can come in and tell you if your furniture is in the right place. So that's invaluable service as well. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into The Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are, I'd invite you to podcasts, wherever you podcast. You just search for the KSL Home Show. Every episode right after it airs here goes up online, so you can listen back to it. You can listen to all our previous episodes. Again, wherever you podcast, you search for the KSL Home Show. I am joined, of course, by Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, it is your Super Bowl season. It is Parade of Homes. You're already working on it, even though Utah Valley isn't until June, right?
Right. It is just right around the corner, but we've been working on this for over a year. So we're really, really proud of the homes that we are going to be associated with this year. And we will definitely talk about that more in the coming weeks. We'll give you a little sneak peek if you listen to this radio show.
You get a scoop.
Get the inside scoop here on KSL, which is always so fun. Custom home planning can be exciting and frightening. I've lived it myself. I get to experience that with my clients every single day and try and bring some peace and some organization and some fun to the process, which is not always an easy task.
Right.
Whether you're looking at building or you're looking at remodeling your current home, number one is, what will it cost? Make sure that you are going in with eyes wide open. I do not know one home that I've ever been associated with that they've come in under budget. It doesn't matter the builder. It doesn't matter the homeowner. So make sure you have a little wiggle room. You have a little rainy day fund for those overages that you just cannot control.
Well, and I've never built a home from the ground up, but I can only imagine you lay out the blueprint, right? The skeleton, the frame of the house, and then you have to go in and do the cabinets and the paint colors and the knobs and the backsplash.
The hinges on
the
doors.
And the hinges on
the
doors. And all of that costs money. And two, you get decision fatigue, right? Because you got to go in and pick every little detail.
Yes. And every builder has their own processes on how they like to do that. So as an interior designer, I get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of each and every builder's processes and what works and what doesn't work. Number one is, you know, can you afford your home? That is great. We can pick out beautiful things, and then at the end of the day, you do have to qualify for this home. So all along the way, it's so important to be in the loop of how much your home is costing, where the overages are. So not only does your builder need to be great at handling subs, needs to be organized, but he also needs to have a good accountant. If he is not the accountant, that's okay. Or she's not the accountant, that's great. Just make sure you have someone that is adding up all those line items so that at the very end, you don't owe another $50,000 or $100,000 more than you're expecting. Because most people will say, well, I've put aside some extra money so I can spend a little more on the tile or the countertops or whatever. But you add just a little bit in every category, then sometimes people forget.
Adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah. I don't want to derail the points you have, Heather, but are there areas where you can save more so than you got to have the top of the line when it comes to floors, for example, because you're walking on those every single day?
Absolutely. There are definitely some tricks to the trade that I've learned over 20 years experience, and I will definitely be honest and open with you in my opinions on where to save and where to splurge and things that you won't be wanting to replace in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, and then others that, you know, you can maybe save a little bit of money on because maybe those items can be something that can be upgraded later. As we do offer interior design services, it's $85 per hour. We come to your job site. We come to your home. We love to be involved in the planning with the architect and with the builder before you even dig a hole. However, if you're past that, we do offer those interior design services. We offer a percentage of the construction. We also have hourly rates, so we can be as involved or as not involved as you want us to be, which is also fun. Another question that you need to be asking your builder is, how long will this construction process take? You want to make sure that you're not selling your home before your new home is done. Like I said, most new construction homes go over budget, and they also take longer to build than people often anticipate. So whatever your builder tells you, add another 2 months maybe, just to be safe in your own mind, so that if it is done a little bit earlier, that's a surprise and not panic time.
Yeah.
Because now you're living at your in-laws or in a hotel or something.
Or you're hopeless.
Or you're homeless in your car. Can be really, really bad. And then, does your home feel like home? How do you want your home to look? How do you want it to feel? What are the types of furnishings that you want to bring in? What are the types of accessories that you want to bring in? I brought my good friend Marga Draper with me. If you listened to a previous episode, we talked a little bit about accessories. But in this episode, Marga, I want you to tell us why accessories are so important to a home, whether you're remodeling, whether you're just loving your home right now, or whether you're building. Why accessories are so, so important?
Well, Heather, thank you for asking. It's a place, home is a place actually where you can create your own version of happiness. And I do that by accessorizing my home. And there's hope, because even though we're talking about the costs, you know, that are associated with buying a home and building a home, I love that I can just accessorize and try to just put in a few things at a time. I love to add pillows. In fact, I add pillows every season. I change them out. And there's so many things I can do to my home just for a great, that's something doable for me that I can do. And
A little facelift.
And I love it. I love it. It's, yes. And you have just beautiful accessories. Yes.
You're so sweet. And I think this radio show really is meant to inspire you. This is supposed to be really, really fun. And hopefully we share content with you every single week that helps you. It gets your ideas flowing and you start thinking about what you really need and then what you really want. Because sometimes things in your home aren't really things that you need, but it sure is fun. It's like having a beautiful necklace, or, you know, it's not really a necessity, but it makes you feel good, and especially if you can afford it.
I get inspired every week by this show, and then I don't do anything. I need Heather to bring
me
an
actual... You make a list of really good ideas.
I need you to bring me an actual can of paint so I actually do it.
I love you. And that's kind of where we are, right? I think sometimes just having a third set of eyes, a new, fresh perspective on things, will help you maybe to achieve those goals and make it a little bit easier for you to accomplish. Why should you hire a designer? That's a question that sometimes people ask me. A lot of people hear about Osmond Designs and myself exclusively just through word of mouth, friends of friends, or they've seen different projects that we've done and they call us and say, I want you, I need you. I've seen you on House, I've seen you on Pinterest, I've seen your website. And why is a designer more and more important than ever? I think back in the day, it used to just be for the wealthy people that would hire an interior designer, but now it's at every price point. We have luxury homes that are, you know, near $7 and $8 million that we're doing. And we also have starter homes where people are just honest and open and say, I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what to buy. Will you just spend an hour with me and help me so I'm not wasting my money on things that won't look good for my home? And I think $85 is money well spent.
So perfect.
So perfect. Especially being newly married, you only have a limited budget. And so you just want to use that the best way possible. And it's not that your house has to look like a parade home today. Maybe it just starts with the main core pieces. And then over the months and years, we can add to that and make sure that it's exactly how you want. But
Fellas, if you botched Mother's Day, this is a great way to redeem yourself.
For sure. Magazines and websites are great sources of design inspiration. And just sometimes walking through the parade of homes will just give you an idea of, I love that sofa. I need that in my life. And you can come to Osmond Designs and pick it up that day. And it's so, so fun. A designer can help you make practical decisions based on your needs while giving your home an aesthetic that you'll love. There have never been two homes that are alike that I've ever designed. I go in and I think one of my strengths is just listening to my clients and making sure that I know how they live. If they have kids, if they have animals, if they love to entertain, if you're like me and you just want a beautiful kitchen. I'm not a gourmet cook. I call myself a Costco cooker. I'm really good at warming things up and just throwing a few things together and let's get our food over so we can go do something else. But I love my kitchen to look beautiful. I love my home to look beautiful. I keep it clean all the time. I have areas of organization so that things go back where they belong. Now that I have teenagers, you know, hopefully that's a little easier to do than, you know, small kids like Lindsay has. But just having the right pieces so that they are multifunctional and you have a place for blankets and games and all
those
things.
Where does the toy bus on the kitchen floor go that I always trip over
in
and
a
almost
basket.
Kill myself?
Baskets, Lindsay, baskets.
Baskets. All right, I'm going to mud pie.
Or a closet. But I think an interior designer, a contractor, interview these people, make sure it is the right fit for you. You will be involved with them for a long time, whether you are building a home, remodeling your home. Maybe it's just moving one wall. Maybe it's just repainting. Just those simple little things. Hire a designer just to even come help you accessorize your home. Once you have all the big core pieces and you're feeling good, bookcases are one of my pet peeves. I walk into people's homes and there's just lines and lines of books or really old, dusty ficus greenery hanging all over, and you know, just a few little updates. It used to be fill as much as you can in those bookcases, and now it's just edit and let's pull stuff out of the bookcases and just have it clean and simple. And I'm all about just those larger wow pieces, and that makes all the difference. And just seriously, less to take care of.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Trees are another good thing that add a little life and greenery to your home. We have Marga Draper on with us today. Marga, accessories. Give us your 2 cents. What should people put in their homes?
Oh, yes. Accessories are just like the topping on the cake. And it's something that anybody can do. And what I love to do with my accessories is I'll go to the store to Osmond's Designs. And what I love about Osmond's Designs is they already have it decorated. I'll find a tray with some cute little balls and greenery and moss. And I will take it up to the counter and say, I want to buy this just the way it is. And I don't put it in a bag. I'm going to carry it in my car just the way it is.
Put it in the back seat.
And that's how I started, basically, with just, I got so excited about designing by doing that.
Yeah.
And yes.
And it can be fun.
Accessories are fun. Accessorizing is fun. And it just really adds life and brings life to your home. And our homes are our place that we can be really happy and make us really happy. And the people inside, make them happy. Do something with your home.
You're one of the happiest people I love. I love talking to you, and thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Heather.
We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you don't keep track of the seasons like we do here at the Home Show, you may not realize that it's Parade of Home season coming up. We're going to go back to back to back to back with Utah, Salt Lake, Park City. Did I miss one?
Northern Wasatch. Northern Wasatch. It just keeps going.
So many Parade of Homes in the different communities coming up. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. Pretty much designs all the houses in the Parade of Homes.
We sure try to. We stay busy.
You do stay largely in Utah Valley, right? But you kind of have your hand in all of them, right?
We do. In fact, we've done Parade Homes in St. George. We've actually even done some out of state, which is a lot of fun. We love the Parade of Homes. It's really our only source of advertising that we do, other than we do a few in Utah Valley Magazine. And
this radio show.
And this radio show. We've been featured in Forbes and Elle Decor and some national magazines. Home Trends Today, really proud of that relationship as well. I think our keys to success is having the best products and the best designers in all of Utah. I have this incredible team. My furniture brand is definitely larger than myself, but we sure love our partnerships and we love referrals. Our friends are our clients.
Well, it's like a great restaurant, right? If food tastes good, you don't have to do any marketing because everyone will come back.
You'll come back anyway. Yeah. Yes. And we love the Parade of Homes. We love working with subcontractors. We love working with general contractors. And there is value in their expertise. I will tell you, sometimes it costs a little bit of money, but you will save that money and then some. Make sure that you are comfortable with your budget. Part of that is getting pre-qualified. If you are looking to do a remodel, if you're looking to build a new home, make sure you can afford what you think you can afford. We all will walk into a car dealership. And if we have a Honda Accord budget, we'll all want the Porsche. Mm-hmm. So you just have to make sure that you are aware of, before I start my home, I know I have a Porsche taste, but my budget is Honda Accord. So make sure that you're happy with the selections so that you're not overbuilding and then build this incredible home that you then have to sell. That's not very fun.
Or can't fill.
Or can't fill.
Beautiful furniture.
Exactly. Central Bank is a partner of this show. And they've been serving Utah for over 130 years. They offer construction loan financing, and they have loan committees that meet two times a week. So once you provide all of their information, all of your financial information to them, they can give you the list of the items that you need, give you a really great, clear direction of how much you can expect to spend. And then, of course, always make sure you have a rainy day fund and that you have some flexibility so that if you want to upgrade specific things in your home based off of the budgets, that you can do that. Central Bank has remained safe, strong, and secure since 1891, and they believe in the continuing progress of Utah, and they're definitely dedicated to that. They're my bank. We've done all of our personal financing as well as our business financing through them. And I'm just cannot express to you how great they are. They know your name. They treat you like gold. So make sure you know what your budget is. Make sure you have your financing in place. And then third is your timeline. Make sure that you have realistic expectations. Everything is backordered in the world right now. And so you want to make sure that all of your building and construction supplies will be here in a timely manner. Windows is one of the worst things right now. Oftentimes, people are waiting 40 weeks for their windows to be in their home. So just plan ahead. Make sure that the building process is fun. Surround yourself with experts so that it can be a good experience for you. It can be a dream home. It can also be a nightmare home. And I've seen both. As terrible as that sounds. And
it happens.
It happens. And bless their hearts. I mean, we want everyone to love their home here in Utah. This is such a great state to invest in. Not only get a beautiful home that you love to be, get the bones, but then furnish it and accessorize it. We have Marga Draper on. She is one of my favorite accessory reps. And if you are just joining us, make sure you listen back. Marga had some great ideas and suggestions on some of her favorite accessories that she sells that we carry at Osmond Designs. And again, name of the game is it's in stock. So you don't have to wait for the Parade of Homes to have your home be beautiful. Parade of Homes tickets are on sale, though. They just started this week. They are $4 off per ticket. Normal price is $20. We are selling them for $17 with special permission from the Utah Valley Parade of Homes Home Builders Association.
Heather, sorry, I'm going to stop you. You said they're $4 off, but then you said 20 and 17.
Yep. So I'm going to explain what that is.
Oh.
So the Parade of Homes tickets are $4 off. They are normally $20, but they are $17 at the door. Plus, you're saving the $1 online convenience fee. So that's where the $4 comes in. $17 per ticket. If you're buying multiple tickets, that adds up.
Yeah, that's
really
a great savings.
Quickly. So yeah, come and see us. Lehigh, Orem. We have all the best furnishings, all the best accessories. And of course, we offer interior design services. We love our KSL listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And if you mentioned that you heard the KSL radio show today, you will receive an additional 10% off the lowest mark price today only.
Such a good deal. Get into Osmond Designs in Lehigh and Orem. Heather, as always, so fun chatting with you on this show. Marga, thank you for joining us this week. And we'll be back next week on The Home Show.